In Korea, the air superiority fight reflected the end of propeller-driven fighters and the supremacy of jet aircraft. At the beginning of the war in June 1950, the U.S. Air Force Far East Air Forces had the piston-engine F-51D Mustang, the all-weather F-82 twin Mustang, and the jet-propelled straight-winged F-80 Shooting Star. Skilled U.S. Air Force pilots overwhelmed the inexperienced pilots of the North Korean Air Force, who were equipped with about 140 World War II-era piston-engine aircraft. After defeating the North Korean Air Force, U.N. Air Forces enjoyed a period of air supremacy until the arrival of the MiG-15 in November 1950. Flown by Soviet pilots, the MiG-15 threatened to wrest control of the air away from U.N. forces. It seriously outclassed the best U.S. Air Force fighter in Korea, that was the F-80C. The U.S. Air Force counter to the MiG threat was the swept-wing F-86 Sabre jet fighter. The F-86A entered combat in mid-December and quickly proved its worth. The MiG-15 versus the F-86 in Korea has long been the subject of comparison. While the MiG-15 enjoyed some performance advantages against early model F-86s, it also suffered serious vices that killed a number of pilots. The F-86 was a better gun platform and could dive faster. Ultimately, any MiG-15 performance advantages over the Sabre were more than offset by the superior training of American pilots. When the communists tried to challenge U.N. air superiority, they suffered heavy losses from the U.S. Air Force Sabres almost every time. The combination of the F-86 Sabre and superior U.S. Air Force pilots denied the communist army's air cover and gave protection to U.N. forces on the ground. Except on isolated occasions, U.N. ground troops seldom saw a communist aircraft, while enemy soldiers suffered under relentless U.N. air attack. In controlling the skies, the U.S. Air Force performed brilliantly and successfully in its first combat test as a separate service.